Let's get to this War of the Roses.
Alex is on the phone, and he's concerned that his girlfriend, Rachel, is cheating on him. Alex, why do you think this?
Well, for a lot of reasons. There's been a lot of clues. She's, like, dressing hotter, kind of for no particular reason, like, you know, getting her hair done and doing her nails. And
maybe it's for you.
Yeah, is it not for you?
Well, I wish, but she's also, like, kind of been closed off to me lately. Like, we're not moving furniture, really. And she's kind of like, we'll step out and kind of be out for a longer amount of time than, you know, whatever she said she was doing would take.
Yeah, I remember reading an article the other day that said signs that someone might be cheating on you is change in look.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah, new hairstyle, new clothes.
See, and I just think maybe women do that for themselves.
Well, I guess, but, you know, I may be being paranoid. I don't know, but just kind of the fact that there feels like a distance between us.
Okay, that's fair.
That I can't explain, you know, so it coincides with her, you know, sort of taking more attention to her physical parents and distance between us. And then the fact that she's kind of like, just things don't add up with what she says that she's doing, you know, and where she's been and that kind of stuff.
All right, well, we can check it out for you for sure.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to call her up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Rachel there?
This is she.
Hey, Rachel, my name's Megan. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Fantastic. And Rachel, I have your name and number here and social media tags as the winner of our social media tag contest for this month. Congratulations. I have a $95 man package for you to send to the guy in your life. It consists of some cigars, a Panthers jersey, and a bottle of bourbon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not interested.
It doesn't cost anything to send. It is completely free. Like I said, you're the winner of our social media tag, which one of your friends tagged you in. All that we ask in return is that you share us on social media.
Okay, so there's no cost to me, and it's just something I won that my friends did?
Exactly. Completely cost-free to you. I don't need a credit card, any of your information, just whoever you'd like to send it to.
Oh, okay.
Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send a romantic man package to?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'll send it to Chris.
I also have a card here to write something on. Would you like to write something to Chris?
Sure. Okay. How about, thank you so much for all you've done. Looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Chris the contractor?
Hello? What?
Rachel? Are you talking about Chris the contractor? Our contractor?
Alex?
Yeah. Listen, you're on with the Man You Were on the Red Morning Show. This is War of the Roses.
What?
Your boyfriend heard everything.
What? How dare you? Wait.
How long have you guys been together?
3 years.
You live together, obviously?
Yes, we do.
What the hell is this, Alex? Why would you do this to me? Like, why are you trying to, like, entrap me or something?
Why would I do this to you? Why would you do this to us? I'm trying to provide for you. Provide a nice home.
Look, I guess, okay, look, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What? I don't.
So you're hooking up with a contractor who's working on your home?
I didn't mean for this to happen. It was an accident. And
It was an accident. This is not an accident, Rachel.
So you're getting work done on your house, and Chris is the contractor, because you knew, like, as soon as she said Chris,
you knew
right away who it was. So this is somebody who you guys see on a daily basis?
Yeah, like Monday through Friday.
Well, that's going to be awkward today.
I think the work might come to a stop today. What do you think?
For sure. I think you're not going out tonight either.
Alex, I don't love this guy. It's just, like, seriously, it was a mistake, and
But Rachel, why not send the man package that Loren offered you to your boyfriend of 3 years, who you're living with, by the way?
Yeah, exactly.
He wouldn't have sent it to me. If you call him, he would have sent it to somebody else, I bet.
What are you talking about, Rachel? Don't try to turn the tables. All right. What you've done.
look, it's just, it's not a big deal, okay? We can just move past it.
It's a big deal to me, Rachel.
Sounds like you got your answer, dude.
Yeah, I think
I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. It's not, it won't happen again. It's over.
You guys should probably talk about this off the air.
Yeah.
Sure.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
We need to discuss this further. The contractor was the one that Rachel sent the package to.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Someone who's doing work on their home.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if that happened to anyone else.
Were they, well, you know, I used to work for an electrician.
Uh-huh.
And I was with him the day that he walked through a bedroom and somebody was not fully clothed.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, so it's a thing.